Welcome.
Welcome to Elizabeth Speaks podcast.
This is podcast number 7.
7.
And it's Mother's Day.
It's Mother's Day.
And we have a special guest with us today.
Yes.
Who is our special guest?
My grandma.
What's your nickname for grandma?
Crazy Grandma.
That's right. She's here. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, yay! Crazy Grandma.
Yeah.
We also have another person here. Who else is here?
We have Matthew.
Yeah. Top G.
But we're not wishing him happy Mother's Day.
He is surprisingly not a mother.
So Matthew's here from college. Grandma's here all the time. And Elizabeth's here all the time. And I'm here most of the time. So we wanted to talk about a few things today, and we asked our special guest grandma to join because she has a few things she wants to tell about Elizabeth and their beautiful friendship relationship they've had for a lot of years. But we'll give a little bit of backstory. Grandma, you've been here how many years? 8
9.
Or 9? 9.
9 years.
Grandma moved here from New York, and she lives about 7 to 11 minutes based on traffic away from us. And when I go on business trips, what does grandma do?
I pick Elizabeth up from work.
Yeah.
4 o'clock on a Thursday or whatever day I need to. Sometimes it's twice a week. Other times it's just once. But I love every time I have to pick her up.
So maybe we'll talk about that first. And then Grandma has another story she wants to share about Elizabeth. But let's talk about the adventures that you guys go on when you're picking her up. Go ahead. Tell us.
I call it an adventure because that's exactly what it is. You don't know how it's going to turn out. And it's always fun. The one that I remember mostly is when she started buying very bright colored sneakers. And she would wear them at different times, one color on a Monday, a different color on a Tuesday. But then I would comment and I say, gee, Elizabeth, I love these, right?
Yes.
Well, we went that day. She was wearing green, I think. Chartreuse green. We went into Schnucks. And she separated from me, bought what she had to buy. I bought what I had to buy. I couldn't find her. And then I realized, oh, I know how to find her. I'll look down the aisles and find somebody wearing those chartreuse sneakers. So
yes.
That became how I look for Elizabeth. No matter where we go, I look for those sneakers. Sometimes they're pink, and I see those pink sneakers on her feet. And I go, Elizabeth!
Yeah.
That's an adventure. The other sneaker story, real quick, was we went into Target, I think it was, and she found a pair that had lights in the soles of the sneakers, and they flashed on and off. I told her how much I loved them. I told her they were my favorite, and that, again, I could find her no matter where we were in the store. But this time, it wasn't the color. It was the blinking lights.
Yeah.
It's always fun. And I tell it to her all the time. Elizabeth, we always have an adventure.
Yep.
You want me to tell a story about the chocolate?
Well, first, yeah, we will tell that, but I also want to get back to the sneakers for a second because we have to explain how often you change out your shoes. So the ones Grandma's referencing with the lights, how long do you think they lasted?
A week?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, can you tell us why? Tell your audience why they probably lasted 1 week only. You wash them every night.
Wash them every day.
So we also have to tell the
truth. Because of where she works.
Because of where she works with dogs, yes. But some of your coworkers don't even care that they stink like dog. They wear them every day. But she washes them and dries them every day. So we've been through 3 dryers in this house.
And I broke the
Elizabeth
dryer.
Has broken 2 of our dryers because of the sneakers.
Yes.
And I think you broke our recent washing machine. So in the last year, we replaced the washing machine and the dryer because you have a daily habit of washing sneakers.
But don't you still put the sneakers in the dryer now?
Yeah.
She does?
I'm pretty sure.
Well, then we have about 6 months left. And then it's...
Elizabeth! You don't have to put them in the dryer. If you have more than one pair is on your feet, the other pair is drying out on top of the dryer.
Spoken like a true grandma.
Or you can put it on.
Yes.
What I always do is, it's so sunny on our deck, you go put it out there. It's like, it'll dry.
Exactly right.
But then Matthew, your brother, your Matthew, always forgets, and then it rains, and then your sneakers rained on, and you got to wash them again.
And now the problem's worse, yeah.
Yes.
Also, so,
my idea better.
Your idea's better. But Elizabeth has a sneaker thing, and she buys all her sneakers usually from Amazon because you have tiny little feet. You have a size 5 for a grown-up.
A 5 kids.
A 5 kids. All right, let's tell the next story. Elizabeth, you're not talking much on this one because we're literally interviewing a very important person in your life. So we're having her tell all about you.
Okay, well, okay. I have a question about you, Grandma. What is your favorite, when I go in the car, what song do we play all the time? That's my favorite time.
When I used to pick them up from school, when they were both attending school, there was a song she played, and I go, oh, Elizabeth, I hate that song. I can't stand it. And, of course, being Elizabeth, she'd play it every time I got in the car.
Knowing you hated it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, guess what happened? She played it so much, I used to say, you know what? I'm starting to like that thing. And guess what she does now? She plays it most times I get in the car, picking her up.
Do we want to sing it, or do you want to say what it is? It's from the movie Home, and it's Rihanna.
Rihanna!
Turn your face
Rihanna.
Towards the sun. Let the shadows fall behind you.
You've been playing that for years, right?
Years.
Yeah. Years.
Yeah. Yep.
But now I love it. And when she plays it, I always thank her because she knows now I love it.
Do you guys play, do you know the whole song now?
No. I know what it sounds like. I don't know.
And she has nightmares about it, probably. But that's okay. All right, next story from Grandma. Liz, any more questions for Grandma?
No, you want to do the next one, Mom?
What's the next story you want to tell about when you guys go to Walgreens, right?
Yeah. We have just recently discovered a brand new place to shop after work at 4 o'clock. And I'll get a text in the morning thereof, and she'll say, Grandma, can we go to Walgreens after you pick me up at 4 o'clock today? And, of course, I tell her, of course. So we walk in, first time, and it was right after Christmas, I think.
Yeah.
And they have this wall, okay, and they put items that you want to look at on the way out. Maybe you'll buy them. And on the wall is a bowl. They took the Lindt chocolates out of the bags that they came in, poured them in all different colors, blue, white, red, and yellow, right, Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Okay. So I pulled out two. I asked her what color she wanted. I took a red one for me, and what was the color you picked the first time? White?
Maybe white or blue.
Okay. So she picked. So we pulled about 79 cents a piece or 59?
79 cents, I think.
Yeah. So we checked them out, right? The next time we went, I did the same thing. Now when we go to Walgreens, guess who picks them up? She does. So there's that adventure for the day. And it's just... it's so much fun. And we eat it on the way out, go into the car to get back in.
So last week we went to Walgreens, me and Elizabeth, and the first thing she did was she goes, which one you want, Mom?
Oh,
I know.
So it's Elizabeth. Her name.
She's the chocolate candy buyer. It's really sweet.
That's so sweet.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Nice traditions.
Are you ready for the song?
We can have one more minute to wrap it up. Anything you want to ask Grandma before we say thank you to our special guest? Any other questions for her?
Matthew, you have any questions for Grandma?
No.
I have one for you.
Okay.
Would you pick an adventure we haven't been on? What would it be? Something we could do together and have fun.
Well, I think it's summertime.
And it's not going to Walmart and having a box of collectible discs fall on Grandma's foot. No!
Did you guys tell that story?
Annie's
pretzels?
No, Annie's the custard.
Oh, Annie's frozen custard with Grandma?
Yeah.
Aw, that's nice.
You want to go get frozen custard?
Yeah, like
all right.
Shake.
You guys can sit outside. That'd be nice.
It's a nice
idea.
That'd
be nice.
Yeah.
These are lovely legacies that Grandma has with
you. Are you ready for the...
So, yes, you want to... Okay.
Okay, yeah, here's our indie song.
Okay, so thank you again for joining.
Elizabeth Speaks Podcast.
Say thank you to Grandma.
Thank you, Grandma.
Oh, my pleasure, sweetheart.
Hopefully we'll do more.
Yes.
And hopefully your brother will be more participatory. He's just lounging because we think he just has a fever today. So.
No.
But he has more to say next time.
I'm coming.
If we invite you back.
You just have a fever today.
Yes.
Fine.
Say bye.
All right, bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.